The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Hi, this is Kevin McCullough. Thanks for listening to the Christian Outlook podcast, where we cover today's issues from a perspective that honors your Christian faith. Our podcast is brought to you through a partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy and ADF, Alliance Defending Freedom. Here's another piece I trust you'll enjoy.
I want to challenge you to be an LTD with this caravan thing. All right? Listen, think, and discern from a biblical point of view. And may I say, right at the top of my comments on this whole caravan controversy, this immigrant caravan coming up from Honduras, Guatemala, Nicaragua, the attitude that says, we don't care about them, they're all a bunch of criminals, and no, that is not biblical, that is not Christ-like. There are mothers and children. There are many, many, many absolutely innocent people who are hungry, who don't have food, don't have jobs, and we should look at them with compassion. I keep saying this. If we are conservatives, and particularly if we are Christian conservatives, we are pro-life, which means we believe that all life is precious, all life. American life, Mexican life, Honduran life, Guatemalan life. Again, I go back to the little song I was taught when I was a child. Jesus loves the little children, all the children of the world, red and yellow, black and white, they are precious in his sight. And it's true, and I believe it, and the Bible teaches it. So we just can't just say, get rid of them, and if they come to the border, we'll just shoot them. It's terrible, horrible, unbiblical, ungodly. All right, now that I've said that and now that I've established that, we have to look beyond that. And I am absolutely amazed at people in the Christian community and even in the evangelical community are twisting and turning and perverting Scripture to cause us to look at this whole caravan controversy in one way or another. Just about 30 minutes ago, I saw a group of quote-unquote evangelical leaders, and I'm not going to mention their names, but a group of evangelical leaders got together, called a press conference, and said, here is how we're supposed to look at the caravan coming up to the American border. Two ways. Like the children of Israel leaving Egypt. Like the children of Israel leaving Egypt. In other words, we cannot close our borders because these are people just like the children of Israel who left slavery and bondage in Egypt to go to the promised land. Seriously? Is there any comparison whatsoever to this caravan to the children of Israel leaving Egypt and going to the promised land? I suppose you could find some comparison. Number one, the children of Israel were God's chosen people. They were a nation that God had called out from Abraham and all of his generations, and he had specifically promised them not the land of Egypt. He had promised them the land of Canaan. God made that everlasting, unconditional promise to Abraham and all of his descendants after him. He miraculously delivered them from the slavery and bondage in Egypt, not only through the nine plagues, but the parting of the Red Sea, the killing of Pharaoh and his army, the miraculous provision of manna and quails and water in the desert, and on and on and on and on. To say that this migrant caravan is just like that, and it's ludicrous. That's just dumb. It's dumb. And then the other way, these evangelical leaders today, press conference, we need to look at these people like the children of Israel coming out of Egypt and the Holy Family. That's Mary, Joseph, baby Jesus. The Holy Family running from Herod and going to Egypt. Really? Well, they were immigrants. Talk about grasping at straws. I mean, seriously. Talk about grasping at straws. And then, we hear this all the time. The Bible tells us to build bridges and not walls. What Bible are these people reading? The whole Old Testament is filled with God telling people to build walls. The entire book of Nehemiah is about rebuilding the wall of Jerusalem to keep the bad people out and to keep the good people in. Are you serious? And I'm enough of Christians and evangelicals using that trite, cliche, unbiblical, God wants us to build bridges and not walls. Jim Wallace and the Sojourners and the whole social justice crowd say that over and over and over again. Evangelical pastors are spewing it from their pulpits. It is not biblical. As Christians, now again, this comes to this, the whole concept of the two kingdoms. And I've gone over this hundreds of times through the years, and it's so incredibly important that we understand this concept of two kingdoms. We live in a physical, political kingdom called the United States. Rights, privileges, responsibilities, the Constitution, etc. Then we, as born-again believers, are also citizens of a heavenly kingdom, where Jesus Christ is King of kings, Lord of lords, and the Constitution is our ultimate authority. I mean, not the Constitution, the Bible is our Constitution, our ultimate authority. They are separate kingdoms. At times they overlap, but they are separate. And so civil government, listen to me, civil government does not abide by the Sermon on the Mount. Jesus did not preach the Beatitudes to the Roman government. He preached it to individuals. And he said, if you are a follower of me in your interaction personally with other people, this is how you're supposed to act. But he didn't give the Sermon on the Mount to civil government. Look at Romans chapter 13. Paul says, under the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, that civil government has the right and the responsibility to use the sword, if necessary, to get rid of the bad people, the wicked people. It's so different from the Sermon on the Mount. And I hope that I have absolutely destroyed the argument that we're hearing from some, even in the evangelical movement, that this is akin to the children of Israel leaving Egypt and going to the land of Canaan. There's a whole bunch of people who left one land and they're trying to go to another land. That's where the comparison ends. I mean, seriously. The children of Israel leaving Egypt was a God-ordained thing. It was all God. God raised up Moses and said, go. Tell Pharaoh, let my children go. God's hand was on it. God called Moses. They were God's people. God had given them the land of Canaan. It was theirs by divine right. And there is almost no comparison whatsoever to this caravan coming up. And it's ludicrous. It's silly. It's unscriptural. And it's really dumb to try to make that comparison. People in need, yeah. There's no doubt about that. And as I said at the very beginning of my comments, we should show compassion. And then the Holy Family, Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus leaving, fleeing from Herod to go to Egypt. Seriously? You're going to try to shoehorn this caravan into the... It's just ludicrous. Now, I want to challenge you to think. All right? It's what I do on this program. I try to challenge you to think, and I'm not trying to get you to think just like me. I'm just trying to get you to think. And so I throw things out. You come to your own conclusion. In this situation, number one, It is not organic. It didn't just happen. You don't have 7 or 14,000 people all of a sudden, organically, spontaneously wake up one morning and say, hey, let's all barge through the border of one country and head for America. Think about it. Okay? You folks aren't dumb. You got a brain. Think about it. This is not organic. It is organized. All right? Now, I want you to think about who are the villains. Because right now, the liberal left and even many in the evangelical community are trying to paint our government and President Donald Trump as the horrible, unthinking, uncaring villains in this. We're going to meet them at the border and we're going to shoot them all with machine guns. That's what the liberal left wants you to think. That Border Patrol, the U.S. government, we are the villains. Now, I want you to think honestly, who are the villains? People in Guatemala and Honduras were told by somebody, okay? They were told by someone. Again, this isn't organic. It is organized. There are organizers behind this. I'm not going to get into the speculation of who, you know, is it George Soros? Okay, let's just suppose we have no idea who it was, except we know that people organized this, all right? Many thousands of people were told in Guatemala, Honduras, and in Nicaragua, you can get to America. It'll be wonderful. And you'll be taken care of. And we'll make sure that you have what you need. And once you get to America, there are jobs there. There's availability there. It's wonderful. And so they barge over the border into Mexico. Women taking tiny little children, and they start walking on foot, nearly 2,000 miles on foot, with no food, no water, no shelter. I want you to think about this. Have you seen some of the pictures of the little children in this caravan, walking? I saw a picture this morning, a video. I don't remember what network it was. One of our American networks is with the caravan, you know. And there are these little kids, and they were so tired, and they couldn't walk another step. And they just sat down, weeping, crying. And they've got 1,000 miles to go on foot. They've got blisters on their feet. There's all kinds of sickness. A few people have died. Now, who are the villains here? The people who lied to them and said, just leave. It'll be wonderful. It's going to be great. Just leave your country. It'll be wonderful. It's like the promised land in America. And they walk hundreds and hundreds of miles on their feet in 90-degree temperature. Because they were lied to, because they were sold a bill of goods, because they were deceived. Now, you tell me who the villains are. The people who encourage them to leave their families, leave their homes, leave their country, and walk 2,000 miles. They were told, you know what, once we get into Mexico, we'll get you buses. They were told that. We'll get you buses. Guess what? They didn't get buses. Already, about half of the people in the caravan have either stopped or they've turned around to go back. Who are the villains here? Do you hear that in the mainstream media? Do you hear that in the evening news? Do you hear that from the liberal left? Folks, you got a brain. Use it. Think. Discern. Listen.
Thanks for listening to Christian Outlook. Our program is coming to you today in partnership with the Pepperdine Graduate School of Public Policy. It's America's most unique graduate leadership programs offered on Pepperdine's breathtaking campus in Malibu, California. Learn more at publicpolicy.pepperdine.edu. If you enjoy our podcast, take a moment and tell a friend to subscribe today.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.